Good morning. Today we hear in the gospel what revelation is. Revelation. We are a religion based on revelation. This is the core of who we are. That means that God tells us who he is. We do not tell him who he is. Huh? You know, and that's what people have done throughout the ages. You know, we create our own God and we have our own thoughts. But revelation is something totally different. You know, Jesus starts this week by asking what people say about him. But get this, he doesn't really care because it doesn't make who he is. Huh? So he says, who do people say that I am or the Son of Man is? And they say, well, some say John, you know, they take that Times Newsweek poll as we've talked about before. 30% say you're John the Baptist, 20% say you're this, 10% say you're this. They all voted on it and they were all wrong. So it doesn't really matter who you think Jesus Christ is. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what Times Newsweek, if they put Jesus on the front. It doesn't matter when the Discovery Channel says, who is Jesus? It doesn't matter all those things you watch. It doesn't matter because it's all speculation and opinion, and it's us pushing what we believe onto the God of the universe. And that's what he's trying to show us. But revelation is so different, huh? That's where God shows us who he is. Again, let's pretend like you never met me before. Some of you might be very excited. And I'm hiding up here. And I'm behind this big curtain. And people come up to you and say, hey, who do you think Father Larry is? And some of you say, well, I think Father Larry is 6'2", blonde hair, blue eyes, and is very gentle. Wrong thing. Someone else says, who do you think Father Larry is? I think Father Larry is a man who's about 5'11", about 250 pounds, and he's very quiet. Wrong answer. Everybody comes up with their own idea about who I am. Now, very nice. Some of you might get part of it right. Some of you might get the part that I'm a man. Ooh, okay. Some of you get little glimpses of who I am. Now, revelation means to tear down the veil or tear down the curtain. So I tear down the veil or I tear down the curtain and I reveal myself to you. Here I am, 6'1/2", 205 pounds, gray hair, brown eyes, and I'm proud, arrogant, and aggressive. Now, some of you might say, well, I think I like my image better. Very nice, but has nothing to do with reality. This is who I am. You accept it or you do not. You can't tell me who I am. The same with God. We accept who he reveals himself to be. And when God reveals himself to us, he reveals himself to us according to the word of God today. He reveals himself to us through his church. Thank you. He looks at Peter and says, blessed are you. No mere man has revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father, revelation. And then he says, you and your part are rock. And on this rock, I will build my church. Thank you very much. That Jesus Christ did not come to find a Bible society. He did not come to find a library. He came to found a church. Huh? And this church, you know, if you ever read the catechism, which I'm going to encourage you to do, the opening line of the catechism, which we've talked about before, when John Paul wrote the opening line of the catechism, it says, guarding the deposit of the faith is the mission entrusted by Christ to his church. Guarding the deposit of the faith is the mission entrusted by Christ to his church. It isn't to feed the poor. It isn't to proclaim the gospel. It isn't to love one another. It isn't to believe. The main purpose of the church, according to the church's own teaching, is to guard the deposit of the faith. Why? Because it's the faith that teaches us we must love one another. It's revelation that teaches us that God is Trinity. It's revelation that teaches us that we need to take care of the poor. That is what's most important. So the main function of the church is to guard what Jesus taught us and then teach it. This morning when I went to the Word of God, it came to John chapter 17, verse 17. And it said, consecrate them in truth. That what God wants us is, he wants us to be standing in truth. Now again, a couple weeks ago I was online and there was someone on one of my YouTube things and someone says, I won't listen to Father Larry anymore. He's went against the teaching of the church way too many times. And I'm like, what? And I wanted to start with this woman and say, are you kidding me? Are you nuts? But I didn't. I kept my mouth shut twice in a row. It's pretty good. But the reality is, that's all I ever do is teach the teaching of church. If I ever find myself to be wrong, or if anyone ever says something to me, that, Father, that's not true, I recant. Because who's right? Father Larry's opinion or the teaching of the church? The church. Nobody cares about Father Larry's opinion. And see, that's the point. That has to be with all of us. That our job is to bring forth what the church teaches. Now again, you might have struggles with the church. I have struggles with the church. After all the garbage that's happened in the church here and in Ireland and all the scandals. But notice, it has never been from the teaching authority of the church. It's been always from the administrative authority. Administrative is where we get into problems. That's when our egos come forth. That's when our sinfulness comes forth. That's when we sit there and try to do things our way instead of God's way. It's happened again and again and again in the church. Should you be angry with that? Yes! You should be complaining, jumping up and down and saying, who the hell are you? We need to stand up for the truth, even when it goes against, but when the administration is wrong. It can be wrong. No one ever says the administration wouldn't be. But when it comes to the teaching of the faith, that has never been wrong. That is what's been preserved. And that's what Jesus says today in the gospel. He said, now think about it. He's looking at Peter. Now Peter, you're the rock. I'm going to build everything on you. And then Peter betrayed him a little bit later, did he not? So Peter, in his own self, was weak. He fell. He betrayed Christ. In the church, there have been priests and bishops that have fallen, that have been weak, that have betrayed Christ and us. But it doesn't go against the teaching of the church. You can be mad at the administration all you want. You can't be mad against the teaching of what is revealed. Because in the teaching, what is revealed is the truth. And we can't go anywhere else. To whom else shall we go? This is the reality. So what we need to do is make sure that we're built on truth, that we know what the teaching of the church is, and that's what we profess. And the best way you can do that, of course, is to know the catechism. Now, some of you might think the catechism is too hard to read. Okay, I'll give it to you. They have a new catechism out, you know. It's called the U Catechism. You know what the U Catechism is? It's the youth catechism, put out by Rome, but in a simpler form. So everybody here could read the youth catechism, so you come to know the teaching of the church. Because 50% of you have not a clue what the church teaches, in reality, for most things. You might know the basics, but you don't know the fullness of it. So what you got to do is you got to stand in truth, and you got to know what the church teaches and why it teaches that, because what the church teaches is revealed by God. And this is what we need to follow. Because to obey the teaching of God is to obey God. So again, Jesus did not come to found a literary society. He came to found a church. And he promised that the gates of hell would not go against the church. He promised the gates of hell would not win against the church. And so what we need to do is make sure we're in and based on the rock of St. Peter and built on the truth. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Nature knows love today and forever. Amen.